All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the legacy of labor leader and activist Cesar Chavez and his impact on the American labor movement. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Get ready for 7 insightful facts about Cesar Chavez and his pivotal role in labor rights. Chavez championed change, carving a course for labor and civil rights. Let's start with the basics. Fact number 1. Cesar Chavez co-founded the National Farm Workers Association, which later became the United Farm Workers. Here's the takeaway. His organizing unified Mexican and Filipino farm workers won national attention and helped push major reforms in California agriculture. Quick check. What organization did Cesar Chavez co-found that later became the UFW? Correct answer. The NFWA. Memory aid. Chavez's NFWA paved the workers' way. Moving on. Fact number 2. Chavez emphasized nonviolent tactics, modeling his approach on Mahatma Gandhi. This is key. Peaceful pickets, marches, and boycotts put the moral spotlight on farm workers, attracted media coverage, and made violent crackdowns harder to justify. Quick check. Whose nonviolent strategies did Chavez model his tactics on? Correct answer, Gandhi. Memory aid. Chavez's peace was Gandhi's peace. Next up, fact number 3. He infused his campaigns with Catholic symbolism. Think processions, masses, fasting, and the image of the Virgin of Guadalupe. The main idea is, framing the fight for farm workers as a moral duty resonated deeply with a largely Catholic base and broadened public support. Quick check. What religious influence did Chavez use in his campaigns? Correct answer, Catholic symbolism. Memory aid, Catholic cues in Chavez's causes. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 4. The NFWA adopted the motto, Viva la Causa, and a red and white flag with a black eagle. Here's what you need to know. The motto and the eagle became powerful identity markers, rallying workers and supporters under a shared banner. Quick check. What was the NFWA's motto? Correct answer, Viva la Causa. Memory aid, Eagle's cry, Viva la Causa. All right, let's continue. Fact number 5. Chavez built mutual aid structures for farm workers, including an insurance plan and a credit union, plus a newspaper to inform workers. Here's the takeaway. Practical support systems meant protection, financial access, and a voice for grievances, not just slogans. Quick check. What mutual aid structures did Chavez establish for farm workers? Correct answer. An insurance plan and a credit union. Memory aid. Chavez's plans, workers, hands. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Chavez opposed employers' preference for Bracero guest workers when unemployed U.S.-based farm workers were available. Let's keep it simple. He framed it as a justice issue and a matter of legal compliance, because the preference depressed wages and conditions for domestic workers. Quick check. What labor practice did Chavez oppose concerning guest workers? Correct answer. The preference for Bracero workers. Memory aid. Chavez's stance, fair work chance. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. The UFW's headquarters, the 40 acres in Delano, was a spiritual and communal hub. Think of it this way. Not just offices, but a center with spaces for gathering, reflection, and services, embodying a vision of a self-sustaining, empowered movement. Quick check. What was the name of the UFW's headquarters complex? Correct answer, the 40 acres. Memory aid, 40 acres, Chavez's hub. Quick recap time. Okay, let's refocus. Fact number 1. What organization did Chavez co-found that later became the UFW? Correct answer, the NFWA. Fact number 2. Whose nonviolent strategies did Chavez model his tactics on? Correct answer, Gandhi. Fact number 3. What religious influence did Chavez use in his campaigns? Correct answer, Catholic symbolism. Fact number 4. What was the NFWA's motto? Correct answer, Viva la Causa. Fact number 5. What mutual aid structures did Chavez establish for farm workers? Correct answer, an insurance plan, and a credit union. Fact number 6. What labor practice did Chavez oppose concerning guest workers? Correct answer: the preference for bracero workers. Fact number 7. What was the name of the UFW's headquarters complex? Correct answer: the 40 acres. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.